Well, guys, do you guys remember, I believe about a year ago or so, probably 2 years, Cori Bush came out and decided to actually change terminology on pregnant women. She actually refused to actually say pregnant women. She actually said birthing people. And we've seen other wokes out there change language as well. Instead of actually calling it breastfeeding, they started calling it chest feeding. Yeah, this woke terminology, man, is so far left that even far leftists don't even seem to be on board with some of this stuff. I mean, this stuff is really, really crazy. You people up there in St. Louis, how in the world did you guys actually vote Cori Bush in the office? That still baffles my mind. She is one of the worst legislators out there in Congress. But yet, her district is just so lost, they're going to keep voting her in time and time again. For one thing, she's a liar. Another thing, she's actually racist, but they're going to continue to actually vote her in because the people in our district are just out of their mind. That actually brings us to Anna Kasparian. Now, Anna Kasparian is a far leftist. She's a progressive. She's actually a member of the Young Turks. And she put out a tweet the other day, and boy, the wokes came after her. I mean, her tweet was actually really, really base. I actually agree with her tweet. You know, and I'm not a left winger at all. I'm on the right. But what she actually put out triggered the woke so much, they have now canceled her and they actually called her right wing. Yeah, Anna Kasparian is not right wing whatsoever. She did appear on Ben Shapiro's, I believe, Sunday Conversation a few weeks ago or so. But Anna Kasparian actually came out and she blasted the woke language. But you know what? These are the kind of people that you pander to. And now your take, I guess, just went way too far for them to where they started blasting you. Look here. Liberals melt down after far left journalists blast birthing person language. Oh, F off. And we're talking about Anna Kasparian here, but let's go ahead and read this. A far left media host sparked a food fight on Twitter after she enraged liberals by criticizing birthing person's language. Now, you know what? I believe that all women, regardless of their political affiliation, where they lean left or right, should be offended by the word birthing person. Guess what? Only women, no matter what you think, can give birth. There has never been a man in the history of human beings, whether you believe that man has been around for millions of years or not, doesn't matter. There has been zero men that have ever given birth. We don't have the parts. We don't have a uterus. We don't have eggs. It is what it is. Follow the science. Progressives turned on the Young Turks co-host Anna Kasparian after she called transgender inclusive language degrading to women. That's because it is. You know, the wokes out there, the people that believe in this whole trans thing, I believe they're actually trying to erase women. Look at Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney has been uplifted by the woke love. Dylan Mulvaney is a man that is just posing as a woman, and that seems to be the new hero of the left. Even Joe Biden invited Dylan Mulvaney to the White House. Didn't actually want to go out there and get a real woman. You know, well, Joe Biden also surrounds himself, you know, with Rachel Levine. Another story, I digress. But this is what Anna Kasparian actually put out here on Twitter. Quote, I'm a woman. Please don't ever refer to me as a person with a uterus, birthing person, or person who menstruates. How do people not realize how degrading this is? She blasted. You can't support the transgender community without doing this shit. Kasparian added. And that was enough for the wokes to actually come after her. Her tweet blew up on Twitter, drawing 13 million views in less than 24 hours. Offended progressive journalists and transgender activists accused Kasparian as being right wing. She's not right wing. This shouldn't even be a right wing or left wing position at all. This should just be common sense. There is no such thing as a birthing person. Only women can give birth. Cori Bush. Now, Cori Bush, I believe, actually has a couple of kids, if I'm not mistaken. Has Cori Bush ever actually known a man to actually give birth? No. But look at this. Quote, didn't realize TYT, the Unterts, was right wing now. One progressive activist commented. Oh, F off with this stupid made up bullshit. Trans folks have been having their existence criminalized in state after state. And you want to whine about this shit? Liberal writer and civil rights attorney Alejandra Caballo tweeted. Get a grip, transgender journalist and MSNBC contributor Caitlin Burns slam. Man, they're coming after her, man. Yep, they're coming after her. And Caitlin Burns here also tweets out, those words are meant for AFAB people as a category, not individual people. Get a grip. Now, what is AFAB people? Let me just look that up real quick, because I really don't know that. I mean, these woke people come up with terminology every 2 seconds. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Assigned female at birth. That's what that actually stands for. I mean, that's another woke terminology that the wokes use, because they believe that the doctor can make a mistake when they actually see a vagina versus a penis. There are no mistakes. Okay. Assigned female at birth. I hate that terminology there. Right here, Mike Figueroa, host of a leftist political news show called Kasparian, was using a play right out of the rights, anti-trans war on women playbook. War on women playbook. Oh, my goodness. The Humanist Report. I respect you a lot, but this notion that the mere existence of trans-inclusive terms, rarely used in casual convos, somehow degrades women, comes right out of the rights anti-trans war on women playbook. So this is just an extension of what I just read. There's a reason why they're praising you for this. And this guy right here, Mike, he is a man, okay? He cannot give birth. This trans inclusion language, man, I believe is very, very detrimental to the human race. Because what it's going to do is it's going to confuse little kids. You know, they want your kids, right? So they want to groom them at a very, very young age to not live in reality. Only women can actually give birth. It is just that simple. Other liberals claim the Young Turks host was getting upset over a fake problem, but it's not a fake problem. We've actually heard this terminology before. Cori Bush, by the way. Progressive attorney Justin Collar tweeted, literally no one on earth is telling you that you cannot call yourself a woman or that they won't refer to you as a woman. A completely made up problem. No one is doing this unless speaking in a group that is gender expansive. Author Melissa Anelli responded before calling Kasparian's remarks a logical fallacy. Boy, you see what's going on, man? When you are on the left, the far left, and you say just a little bit of common sense, they will come and attack you. And I guess that Anna Kasparian is actually learning the hard way here. You can never, ever deviate from the far left, no matter what. I'm not a leftist whatsoever. I'm on the right. And what Anna Kasparian actually said was spot on. It is degrading to women. It is what it is. But now, she is now canceled. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.